是在约翰一书第三章第一到第十节。
Let's read some scriptures in Book of First John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 10.
好，打出来了，我们就一起来念。
Let's read together.
你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡向他有志指望的，就接近自己，像他接近一样。凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。 我们低头有点祷告。
Let's make some prayer.
耶稣，每次我们聚集在你面前，我们是要来敬拜你。
So, O Lord, we come and worship you every time we gather together.
不管我们在讲道，我们在翻译，我们在听到，我们都是要敬拜你。
So we come worship you no matter what we're doing, we're speaking, we're translating, or we're listening.
主，我们感谢你，因为你喜悦我们向你从心灵诚实的敬拜。
So, Lord, we know your place if we worship you with our with truth and spirit.
我们也深信你必照你的应许，当我们奉你名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
So we deeply believe that you will be with us according to your promise.
主，我们的福分就是因为有你。
Our blessing is because we have you.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，愿主就让我们能够因你的同在而心里充满喜乐。
So let us full of joy because your presence.
当我们一起来思想你话语的时候，就愿你的话语成为我们里边的力量和成为我们的生命。
May your words become our life and strength when we thinking about your words.
我们把这时间恭敬交在主你自己的手中。
We commit the time in your hands.
求你自己来祝福你自己的话语。
Please bless your words.
也来祝福每个来到你面前的人。
And bless everyone in front of you.
我们愿意你的名被高举得荣耀。
We hopefully your name be glorified and raised up.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
主愿意的话，我们还是继续会在约翰一书里边来思想主所给我们的那个极大的恩典。
So we if according to the God's grace, and we might continue in the first of John, book of First John.
我不嫌啰嗦的，重复的跟弟兄姐妹说。
I will repeat again and again to brothers and sisters.
当 门徒约翰年老的时候，他真的是深情意重的写下了这一封书信。
So when Apostle John in his old age, and he put a lot of feelings in this letter.
而且当我们来读这封书信的时候，我们发现他会重复又重复的在讲几个的问题。
When you're reading this letter, and then you will find out he repeats some topics again and again.
所以我们每次来读他话语的时候，肯定的，你也会重复的听见神这些宝贵的话语。
So when you read this letter, and then you will repeat to reading these things, topics, again and again, from God.
我不知你是怎么样想的。
I don't know what are you thinking.
一般来说，一部好的小说，你可能读完还会想再看一下。
So if you read a good novel, and then you might want to read it again.
一个好的文章，你也会同样的想法。
So if you're good, you read a good article, and then you might want to read it again.
但是当你再三的读多几遍，你就会没那么大的兴趣了。
So if you read this letter a couple of times, you might don't want to read it again.
但是读主的话有一种完全不一样的感觉。
So if you read the words of the Lord, and you might have different feelings.
在我是如此。
So look like I'm the person like this.
在我所认识的一些基督徒的身上也是如此。
Some Christians I know they are doing like this.
曾经有一个人问一个年老的基督徒。
So one Christian asked elders.
因为这个老弟兄常常读圣经。
So this elderly brother always usually read the Bible.
然后这个人就问他说：“你圣经到底读了多少遍呢？”
How many times you read the Bibles?
他说：“在我漫长的人生中。”最少读了一百遍都不止了。
So in my life, I think I read more than 100 times.
然后那个人就很惊讶说：“你读不厌吗？”
Are you not feeling any boring with that?
他很开心地对他说。
So he told him happily.
我每次来读圣经，我就好像从来没读过一样的，觉得他很新鲜。
So every time I read the Bible again, I will feel it is fresh, like I didn't read it, never read it before.
我也不知道我自己读过多少遍圣经。
I didn't count how many times I read the Bible.
但是我可以肯定的说，我几乎不管在什么环境，每天我都会读。
So, but I'm not sure how many times, but I'm sure I will read the Bible every day.
但是同样的，直到今天，我觉得我对圣经知道的太少，太少。
So still until today, I'm still feeling I know nothing about the Bible.
为什么会这样？
Why like this?
因为圣经中的话是生命的言语。
So the scripture from Bible is the word of life.
背后是有圣灵在跟人说话。
So that's behind that is the Holy Spirit, speaking to us.
它绝对不是一种学问。
So that's no kind of knowledge.
也不是一个聪明的头脑可以把它完全掌握的。
So it's not like a brave, a smart person they create it.
同一句的话。
It's the same sentence.
你今天读。
Today you read it.
过一段时间你再读。
And a couple days you read it.
你得到的帮助很不一样。
So you will have a different.
而且每次你真正的在主面前领受他的启示和光照的时候。
So you have a different feeling and reflections from the words.
你整个的人好像被点活了一样。
So when you read the words, you will feel it different.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们来读约翰一书的时候。
So when we read the first John,
我讲这一点点是帮助你。
So we talk about this to help you.
约翰已经年纪很老了。
So he's in his old age.
但是对于他 所传扬、所信靠、所爱戴的这位耶稣。
So he preaching and he telling about the Jesus.
他一直认为他是一切他话题他心中所爱的中心。
So, John, Apostle John feeling Jesus, the Lord Jesus is all in all.
他认为如果他要离开人间的时候，
So he think when he's about to leave the world,
当然他到主那里去是好的无比的。
So he think he's very good to go back to heaven.
但是他看见一些信徒还继续留在地上的时候，
So he thinking about some believers they still on earth.
他就有一个为父的爱，要把他心中觉得最重要的要重复重复的来告诉他们。
So as the father loved the children, he wanted to share some very important things to them.
所以当你每次听见我们还继续会不停的在谈到约翰一书的内容的时候，
So when you heard we still keep going the first of John, book of first John,
你能够理解到约翰的心情，你自己也求主给你一个爱慕主的心情。
So you can understand a little bit the Apostle John's heart.
在第三章一开始，他讲了一件我们都知道，但是常常被忽略的重要的事情。
So it talk about us one important things, but we always ignore it.
你看父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱。
So it said, seeing what kind of love the Father has given to us.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
That we shall be called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And so we are.
世人所以不认识我们是因为未曾认识他。
The reason why the world doesn't know us is that they doesn't know him.
当约翰来跟基督徒说道，你记得，你要记得你是神的儿女这件事有多宝贝吗？
So, Apostle John just keep reminding us, we are the children of God. And then do you know how precious it is?
当你在读第一节的时候，你可以体验到约翰当时的心是何等的踊跃，何等的喜乐。
So you can see that Apostle John is so full of joy to telling us this.
我们常常跟人说，我们的罪因信耶稣而得到赦免。
So we always tell others that our sins taken away by Jesus Christ by our faith.
约翰却要告诉你一个更深远的东西，是你不是单单罪得着赦免这么简单。
So the Apostle John wanted to tell us some further more things is that only we our sins cleansed.
天父给了我们一个何等大的慈爱，让我们称为他的儿女。
So our Heavenly Father gave us what kind of love?
不仅仅是给我们这个福分，
Not only give us this blessing,
而且说我们也真是他的儿女。
And so we are the children of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有多深的感觉呢？
What kind of feeling about this?
是否你只是满意于神赦免了你的罪，给了你许多的祝福？
So do you only satisfy ways like God taking away your sins?
在你我的日常生活中，我们是否常常被提醒我是神的儿女？
In your daily life, are you keep reminding we are the children of God?
这不是一种单单这么讲的一个知识而已。
This is not only on your lips or kind of knowledge.
当约翰跟耶稣在一起的时候，他深知这一个成为神的儿女是一个怎样大的恩典。
So what kind of grace John will feel when he stay with Jesus?
有一次，耶稣医治了一个38年瘫痪的人。
So one day Jesus healed a paralyzed people and has been paralyzed for 38 years old.
因为那天是安息日。
And that day is a Sabbath.
犹太人就纳闷了。
So they, the Jewish people, they confused.
因为他们想，你如果是个敬畏神的人，你就一定不会放安息日。
If you are a godly person, you wouldn't against the Sabbath.
因为安息日是不能做事的。
So the, in the Sabbath day, you can't do anything.
所以对他们来讲，安息日医人的病也是做事。
So when you're healing, healing the people, that's against, Sabbath.
当他们来盘问耶稣的时候。
When you come and question Jesus.
耶稣回答他们一句话。
So Jesus replied,
我父做事直到如今。我也做事。
I will do the work like what I'm, my father doing.
圣经记下一句很特殊常被我们忽略的话语。
That's a special sentence, record, we always ignore.
犹太人所以想要杀他。
So the Jewish would like to kill him.
因为他称神为父把自己当作与神平等。
He called, the God is his father, and he want to be equal, with God.
因为当一个人称神为父的时候，他是拥有神的性情。
So when someone called, the God as his father, and he will be,
他是拥有神的生命。
And he has life of God.
有一次，他跟犹太人又讲到一句话。
So one day, Lord Jesus talked to Jewish.
他说，我是好牧人，我的羊听懂我的声音。
I'm the good shepherd, and my sheep will listen to me.
我也认识他们。
I know them.
谁也不能从我的手中把他的羊夺走。
No one couldn't take away them from me.
然后他说，我与父原为一。
Father and me, we are one.
犹太人一听见他说这句话，就拿起石头来要打他。
So when they, the Jewish people heard this, and then they would like to stone him.
因为他称神为他的父。
So he called, God as his father.
然后犹太人就对他说。
So the Jewish talked to him.
我们打你是因为你说见万的话。
Because we wanted to kill you because you say something wrong.
因为你是个人，你把自己当成是神。
You are just a person, but you treat you as a god.
不止他在做人的过程中，常常显明他是神的儿子这一个宝贵的关系。
So he always showed the relationship with God.
甚至他为着这一个名字，他要被钉十字架。
Because of this name, and he has to crucify.
你记得当比拉多审问耶稣以后，出来跟众人说：“我查不出他有什么罪啊。”
When Pilate came and talked to people, said he's sinless.
言下之意就是向犹太人说：“我准备放他了。”
So I'm going to release him.
然后犹太人怎么回答呢？
So the Jewish people answered.
我们有个律法。
We have a law.
按照这一个律法他必须死。
According to this law, he has to die.
因为他把自己当作神的儿子。
So he's thinking himself is the son of God.
弟兄姐妹，当耶稣真正是显明他跟天父的关系的时候，
So when Lord Jesus showed the relationship to us with the Heavenly Father,
世上的人就不要接纳他，就拒绝他。
The people on earth, they reject him. They don't want to accept him.
但是更稀奇的是，当耶稣从死里复活以后，
So when our Lord raised up from the dead,
他就特别特别的要告诉门徒。
So he pointed out this to his disciples.
他说我要升到天上去，降我的父，也是你们的父。
I live up to the heaven, and I'm going to see my Father, and that.
要见我的神，也是你们的神。
And he's my God, and is your God as well.
主耶稣为我们的罪钉死十字架以后。
So after our Lord Jesus crucified,
他从死里复活以后，他得着了天地一切的权柄。
And he gained all the authorities from heaven and earth.
他赐给一切接受他救恩的人一个权利。
So he has a privilege to the people.
我的神成为了你们的神。
So our God, my God is become your God.
我的父成为你们的父。
My father become your father.
请你停下来想一想。
Let's think about it.
我们身份的突变是一种何等大的奇异恩典。
So the changing of our identity is quite amazing grace.
使徒不只在这里告诉我们这个身份的尊贵和荣耀。
So the apostle pointed out the precious of our identity.
他还着意地讲到，不仅仅是我们得着在主里边得着这个身份。
So he emphasized we are gained this the identity.
而且他强调说，我们也真是他的儿女。
And he emphasized, we are the chosen of God.
我不知道我们多少时候想到我们是神儿女这一个荣耀的身份的事实。
So I'm not sure how many times we think about we are the chosen of God.
他会让我们谨慎我们每天的生活追求言行。
So it will bid us our daily life.
使徒彼得曾经这样的劝勉我们。
Peter remind us,
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。
So you are be saved because of the seed couldn't destroy it.
他同样在讲到，一个信耶稣基督的人，不只因着罪得赦免，还蒙了重生的事实。
So it tells us we are born again in Christ.
他在书信里边还强调一件事。
In his letter, he is telling us.
他说神的神能已经把一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给了我们。
So the God's nature and give us the life and the godliness.
叫我们既然脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
Let's get rid of the bad things from the design of the earth.
就得以与神的性情有份。
And will be the, in a part of the God's nature.
弟兄姐妹，在你我的里边，因着重生，竟然与神的性情有份。
So, brothers and sisters, because we're born again, so we'll be the part of God's nature.
所以，如果我们听见有人对我们说
，if we hear someone.Telling us,
算什么基督徒啊？还不如我。
So what kind of Christian you are? You are, I'm better than you.
我所说的不如我，不是指你的钱不如他。
So I'm not talking about money. You get less money than him.
我所说的不如他，他指的是我们在道德跟行为行善的那个表现上不如他。
So what are we talking about is our moral standards, our good deeds is no better than them.
我们在世界上的价值观追求的东西没有多比他更好。
What we are pursuing, what we are doing is no better than them.
这是我们名称为基督徒的人的耻辱。
So what a shame, we are a Christian, but we're doing no good than others.
基督徒最美的见证就是
The beautiful testimony from Christians
在使徒行传一开始就已经有这种记载
From the book of Acts it tells us
当时一般外邦人看见这帮人很特别
When the Gentiles they seeing some special persons
他们仔细观察之后他们得出了一个结论
They are looking at them, and then they have a conclusion.
这帮人是跟从基督的人。
This group of people, they are following Jesus.
他们像基督。
They look like a.
所以他们被称为基督徒，就是小基督的意思。
So they be called Christian because they are little Christ.
他们这帮人给人的印象是什么呢？
So what kind of impression this group of people gave to Gentiles?
他们随处是家，随处无家。
So they look like have a house.
随处无家。
They look like they are homeless.
因为到处都是寄居的地方。
So everywhere is the place to live.
随处是家，因为他们在哪里，他们就能够安心在那里为主做见证。
So they can settle everywhere because they can do the testimony for the Jesus.
他们到哪个地方都被人当成异类。
Whenever they went, and they'll be the special.
但是他们到哪个地方跟哪一种人，他们都巴不得爱他们，把耶稣的爱给他们。
Wherever they go, and then they will give love of Jesus to us.
因为他们里边有神的性情。
So they have a God's nature in them.
为什么我觉得约翰要再三不断的来提醒我们这些事
？So why the apostle John repeating this over again?
整个基督徒的生活不在于你做了些什么那么简单。
So the Christian life is not only what are you doing?
而是在于有没有让神的生命在你里边掌管你，让他活出来。
So it's important point is that God's life living in you and then God's be your master.
使徒保罗说到我们是神儿女这件事的时候，他也非常激动地说。
When Apostle Paul telling us we are the chosen of God, he's telling us like this.
他说你们既然蒙拯救成为神的儿女，
You're saved by God as God's chosen.
神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们的心里。
So the God's Spirit indwelled in you.
就呼叫说阿爸天父。
So you can call it old Heavenly Father.
可见你们从此不是奴仆。
So you are no servant anymore.
是儿子了。
So you are the chosen of God.
既然是儿子，就要靠着神成为他的后嗣。
So you are the chosen of God, and you need to rely on Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你明白吗？成为神的儿子的福分是大到一个地步。
So it's how great becoming the children of God.
不是单单今天我缺少这个缺少那个主帮助我给我而已。
So it's not only God gave me this, gave me that.
你是成为了神的儿子。
And you become the children of God.
你有权利承受他的所有的产业。
So you have the right to inherit all the properties. from him.
你记得我们常唱一首诗歌《千万声感谢》那首诗歌吗
？So have you seen the songs we call "10,000 Thanks"?
它里边有一句话说：“我今天成了富豪。”
So it says, "I become the rich person."
它让我想起一个真实的故事。
So it reminds me a story.
据说有一个国家的王子心情很忧愁。
So prince in one country, he was depressed.
原谅我说，这个世代忧愁的人挺多的。
So there's a lot of people living with depression.
我偶然在听广播的时候，竟然听到一个这么叫我很惊讶的消息。
One day when I read heard radio news, I heard the news like this.
根据澳洲自己的统计。
According to some research,
在澳洲的人民当中，包括你我，六个人当中有一个患了忧郁症。
So one of six, they have depression.
当然，忧郁症有重有轻。
So some depression is heavy, but some depression is mild.
那个王子，我想也是患了忧郁症。
So I think this this prince is had.
他在王宫里觉得很无聊啊。
So he feel bored in the palace.
他就出街去走走了。
So he went out in the street.
结果他看见一个补鞋的就在路边，一路唱歌一路补鞋。
So he has a person repair the shoes and singing when he's walking.
他觉得奇怪了。
He was feel surprised.
竟然有人这么高兴。
Why these people are so happy?
他就跑过去对他说。
And he come and ask him.
你为什么那么高兴呢
？Why are you so happy today?
他说我当然高兴了。
I'm so happy, of course.
他说你为什么？你是什么原因呢
？What's the reason why you make you so happy?
因为我是我父亲的儿子啊。
So I'm the son of my father.
他说那你父亲是什么人呢
？Who is your father?
他说你猜猜。
So have a guess.
那你父亲最多当老板呗。
So、
你都在这里补鞋。
So I think your father might be a boss because you wear the shoes. Bigger than that.
不、哦，那你父亲可能是市长吧。
So your father might be a mayor.
还比他大。
Is larger than that, bigger than that?
问到下去。
So you keep asking.
他问他说：“难道你父亲是国王吗？”
So, your father is a king.
他说比他还大。
It's bigger than that.
这个王子听了就糊涂了。
So this prince, he's confused.
在这国家里，我父亲最大。
In this kingdom, my father is.
竟然还有比他大的。
So how come someone can bigger than my father?
他就一直地问他，那你父亲到底是谁
？So he keep asking, who is your father?
他说我的父亲就是天父啊。
My father is the heavenly father.
我因耶稣的缘故我成为他的儿子啊。
I'll be his children because of Jesus.
我父亲比你父亲大得多啊。
So my heavenly father is bigger than your father.
也比你父亲富有得多啊。
And is wealthy than your father.
也比你父亲有力量得多啊。
And is more powerful than your father.
所以你看我能这么快乐。
So that's why I'm so happy.
我想这个简单的故事能提醒你我。
So this simple story can remind you and me.
记得，我们也真是他的儿女。
So you must remember we are the children of God.
我们没理由跟世人来攀比。
There's no reason we compare us with the people.
转过来说，世人没理由来跟我们攀比。
So the people on earth.They have no reason to compare with us.
跟着下来，他说了一句话，第二节。
So in the verse second, telling us,
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。”
So beloved, we are God's chosen now, and what we will has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
我们既然是神的儿女,
So, as the chosen of God,
我们今天在地上就是他的儿女。
So we are the children, we are children of God when we're living on earth.
虽然我们还会经过各种的试探、艰难、疾病、不好的东西。
So we were getting a lot of things like difficulties, like temptations.
但是我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
So we have a glorious hope.
每一位称为神的儿女的人都有这一个荣耀的盼望。
We all have this gracious hope because as the children of God.
就是有一天当主显现的那个时刻，我们都要像他。
So we're going to like him when our Lord Jesus appeared.
所以使徒们就这样的说。
The apostle telling us,
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
So you like, Jesus' life and your life will be hidden, in the God.
基督是我们的生命。
So, the Christ is our life.
他显现的时候，我们就要跟他一同显现在荣耀的里面。
So when he appeared, and we will appear with him in the glories.
所以他说你们要住在主的里面。
So he said you should live in Christ.
这样他显现的那个日子我们就可以坦然无惧。
So we will be confident when the day he appears.
当他来的时候，我们在他面前也不至于惭愧。
So we not ashamed when he appeared.
所以今天不是没有意义的，非常有意义的。
So the day we're living is meaningful.
你今天是个学生，你在读书，有意义。
So it's meaningful if you are a student, you are studying.
因为你读好你今天的书是为着那天你可以站在神的面前说你叫我读书的时候我已经认真读了。
So if you study hard and you are doing well and then you will, in the day, you will be confident and telling our Lord that
你今天在工厂工作你可以同样的很荣耀的活着。
So when you're working in a factory, and then you can live good as well.
因为你是神的儿子。
So you are the children of God.
今天所做的每一件事，那一天都要在神那里得着奖赏的。
So everything you do, what you're doing today, will be rewarded in front of God that day.
那我顺便讲一下。
So I'm talking something.
我们今天。在这里主给我们恩典让学校把这个地方接给我们用。
So according to God's grace and then the school then this place to us for a meeting.
我们要互相勉励。
We need to remind one another.
我们要在我们所在的地方让主的名不因我们蒙羞。
So we need to glorify our Lord's name, rather than to,
我们能尽量的照着学校的要求和规矩，不要留给人任何的谴责我们的地方才对。
So we just tried our best to do, according to the, school's rules.And then we just against these rules.
因为跟着第三节也是这样劝勉我们的。
And the verse 3 is telling us the same.
第三节这里这样说的。
In the verse 3 is telling us,
凡向他有志指望的，就接近自己，像他洁净一样。
And everyone who lost hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure.
我们既然知道我们现在是神的儿女。
So when we know we are the children of God,
我们今天就是他的儿女。
So we did, we do, we are the children.
我们的荣耀盼望有一天我们一定会像他一样。
So one day we're going to see, we're going to be like him.
那么我们就要洁净自己像他洁净一样。
So we need to purify ourselves like he is pure.
保罗在书信中曾经这样的告诉我们。
In Apostle Paul's letters.
因着神的慈爱我们蒙召了。
So because of God's love, we are called.
因为他预先知道的人他就定下效法他儿子的模样。
So when he, the person he chose, and he would like them to be,
他招了你
like,
招了我、
Jesus.
而且给你定下一个目标很清晰的目标。
So that's a clear goal, he gave to us.
你我都要被磨成基督的样子。
So we are,we are to be like Jesus, our Lord.
为着这个缘故
，because of this,
主就要管教凡他所爱的儿女。
So our Lord will discipline his beloved children.
有时候你我遇到一些难处。
Sometimes we are facing some difficulties.
我们不要第一个冲动就是这些都是坏东西先把它踢掉。
So don't think about it, it's all bad things.
我跟我们以前年长的丁弟兄在一起的时候我常常觉得一件事他很特别。
So when we stay with our brother Ding, and then one thing I find is special.
因为基本上你会发现是这样的。
So you can find that.
一旦有个弟兄有或者姐妹有点事情或者有点疾病。
So when one brother or sister is suffering some disease,
我们第一个冲动就是主啊必须把它治好。
So we will pray that Lord please heal him.
必须把难处解决。
So please get rid of these difficulties.
我记得有一次丁弟兄就问我。
So one day brother Ding and asked me,
他说难道主是没事做搞你一下让你来跟他祷告吗
So, our God is nothing to do and he just make you in difficulties and then just make you do something.
为什么我们不能够先问主说这个事发生了你要告诉我什么
Why not we have action like this? We just pray and then we ask our God said, what do you want me to learn from this thing?
我是否有犯了什么罪吗
had I sinned?
就求你让我悔改。
Please let me know and repent.
是你要教训我让我学怎么功课吗
Is there any lessons I need to learn?
让我不要逃避。
Let me don't escape these difficulties.
在耶稣一生中有一个最重要的思想和祷告。
That's a very important prayers in our Lord Jesus.
就是我来了要照父的旨意行。
I come and do according to the Heavenly Father's will.
他的祷告是父啊倘若可行但是不要照我的意思。
So, he prayed, Heavenly Father, just, I would like to follow your will.
所以巴不得当主是我们的生命的同时。
So, we heard, when, the Lord is our life,
我们能够尊重的让他在我们里边 掌权跟活出他的自己。
We make him as our as the master, the true master in our heart.
那我想我必须停在这里，我们
to stop here.
一起重复的再来念一次，第一到第三章。
So let's read again, verse 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3.
一起来。你看
See what kind of love
父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡向他有志指望的，就接近自己，像他洁净一样。我们祷告。
Let's make a prayer.
主，感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
留下这些宝贵劝勉的话语。
And may you give us this warning and reminding words to us.
主啊，我们是你的儿女。
So we are the children of God.
这是你何等的慈爱。
So it's your because your love.
我们真是你的儿女。
We are truly.
因为有圣灵在我们里边印证，叫我们呼唤你是阿爸父。
So we have Holy Spirit in us and then can testify we are your children.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
所以今天任何一件事，不管大小，主啊，都跟你有关。
So not all things will relate to you, O Lord, we facing.
都有你的慈爱，都有你的美意。
All your kindness inside.
我们有这荣耀的指望，就让我们能够谨慎，让主在我们里边掌权。
So let's precious help hope in us and let us let you be the master in our heart.
让我们常住在你的里边，你也住在我们里边。
So let us in you and you in us.
求主祝福你自己话语，把它化成生命的真实在我们里边。
And make it as a true life in our heart.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.